Jy is ingeskakel op 100.5 FM en by ons in die ateljee is 'n baie nuwe laafvelder wat bietjie kom kuier het. Alan Lang, hy is die nuwe hoof van Uplands College. Welcome, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning and thank you very much for having me here today.
Thank you for joining us. We can introduce you a little bit to our listeners. Let's start with a bit about this school. Okay? So the workplace has seen massive changes in demand for a number of years now. And education had to change to adapt to those demands. How has Uplands changed its approach to education to produce graduates, you know, can meet those demands?
I think that one of the things that schools have had to really achieve in the last 2 years is to become quite versatile in how they deliver their curriculum. The use of technology has become quite a big thing. So certainly at Uplands, there's campus coverage via Wi-Fi, things like that, so that the children can remain connected when they're on campus, as well as when they're off campus, they can still be connected. So that's been quite a significant rollout. There's a bring your own device policy so that you are, again, constantly in contact and connected with the school for that. One of the challenges that it's brought, though, is it's meant that young folk in schools, are they really prepared when they go out into the workplace? Yes, they are connected, but are they prepared? There's a lot of material when you get onto the internet, and are they choosing the right material? Are they making good selections about what they use to study from or what they look at or anything like that? So those are quite some of the challenges that we've got to deal with.
But the need, is aside from connectivity, I think people's memories are going. We don't need to retain facts necessarily because why? We can look it up. Why waste the space in your brain if you can just look it up later? But is there an approach to more critical out-of-the-box thinking aside from the connectivity?
Interesting comment. The need to retain knowledge. Knowledge retention is not really needed. It's more so about the discernment of where is the right knowledge, where's the correct information. And so that's the new skills that we've got to start teaching young people is how do you discern which website to take your knowledge from, that kind of thing. And so that's really what one has to look at going forward is that discernment to pick out the right information, the correct information.
What else needs to be done and will you be rolling out this year?
That's a very good question, and I'll let you know when I find out. Having been here for less than a month, I'm looking at exactly that. What are the plans for the rest of this year, in particular, in ensuring that our grade 12s leave at the end of this year well-equipped? So that is going to be something that I will look at going forward, yes.
But where do you want the school to be? Where do you want to see it go in the next 5 years?
I think one of our catchphrases this year is to ensure that our children thrive and that they are at school, they're thriving, which then leads them on to after school to be thriving as well. The school needs to become the sort of school of choice for parents who want a co-educational school for their children. We're looking at growing our boarding component. Just less than half the school at the moment are boarders, and we'd like to get it a little bit more. So that's an area that we want to grow with them. But really, if we look at where we are now and where we want to go, we want to become sort of the first choice co-educational boarding school for many parents.
You've spent your education career at some of the country's most prestigious schools, St. John's College in Johannesburg for 11 years, Michael House in KZN as Deputy Director of the Pupils. Why is Uplands a good fit for you?
I'm going to say the warmth. The warmth of the environment. The warmth of the people. The people. The care that I see. The staff really care about the pupils, and for me that's always been a big thing. They really do care about the people. They care first, and then the education happens. They care first, and then the sport happens. And I think that's one of the things that drew me here. Uplands is an exceptional school. Mm. It's got unbelievably committed staff, and they really do put a great amount into the children, not just in the delivery of the curriculum, but everything that goes in alongside the curriculum. And I've been a great advocate for what happens outside the classroom is actually really, really important in a school.
Yes, I think it's fair to say you are a caring person. You're a lay minister in the Anglican Church. How does that come into your approach to the kids?
Well, I think that a spiritual foundation has always been important for me, so that if you've got an anchor in your life, that's important. I happen to be brought up as an Anglican, and so that just became a natural progression for me. It's no coincidence, I think, that St. John's College is an Anglican church and Michael House is an Anglican church school and Uplands is also an Anglican church school. So it all fitted together. But I really do think that everybody needs an anchor in a faith, and that's what's important. So for me, if we can provide that foundation for children to start to anchor themselves onto something, then that's we've done well.
And then, of course, it does help that we have got the most beautiful Anglican church in the world, just outside White River.
Correct.
Yes.
I haven't visited it yet.
No, you should.
But I'm going to be going there very soon. Mm. Very soon, yeah.
Yeah, you're very, very new to the Loaf. You've been here less than a month.
Less than a month.
And also a couple of days at the school. From what you've seen, what do you love?
I think the energy. The children came back. The children started to come back. The boarders came back the day before on Tuesday. And I think the energy that they bring and the enthusiasm that they bring, I think that's important. And I think that, the warmth and friendliness of the people at the school, it's been phenomenal. So from a welcoming point of view and an opportunity to be part of a school community, it really has been fantastic, yeah.
And I think you'll see as you spend more time in this general area that it's a quite close-knit, caring community.
Mm. Certainly found that in terms of when I have ventured out from the school campus, it's a very, very friendly environment, yes.
Can I ask you about your opinion on, you spend most of your career at all boys schools, St. John's, Michael House, and now it's co-ed. Do you have an opinion on the benefits, pros, cons, value of the two?
Not really the difference, or is one better than the other. More so that I think it's important that a parent finds the right fit for their child. There are children who will benefit from going to a monastic school, a single gender school. They will benefit from that because that is where they will thrive. There are children who will go to a co-ed school and that's where they will thrive. I have four sons. Three of them went to a monastic boys' school. My fourth son went to a co-ed day school, because that was the right school for him. So I think it's really important. So it's important that we have all varieties of school, and then parents find the right fit for their children.
Yeah, give them options.
Mm.
Thank you for coming to visit us, and I really hope to see you back in studio soon. And we hold thumbs that we're going to hear a lot from Uplands, and that you're going to fit in well in the Lowveld.
Lily, thank you very much for having me here this morning, and I also hope that you'll hear a lot from Uplands, and I look forward to being able to come back and give more feedback on how we've progressed and how the school has developed over time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Have fun settling in.
Thank you.